Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know what to do on a Friday at this time. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Get that right.
I like that kind of party. I like that kind of party, baby.
No.
Wow.
Los Angeles.
I had to cut him off. That's a lot.
It's a ton.
What do you say, Joe?
Okay.
All right, brother.
I got an ending for you. That was good.
Wow. Well,
thanks, Jerry.
Appreciate that, T. Ziggity diggity to you, boy.
We're working on a T-bone steak, on a carny flying over to the Golden State. A pile of coal is in 13 minutes, he would send us to the terminal gate.
How do you look at a baby? A sweet
little chariot come down. What's... Who's that? Where's that?
I don't know. That's two Rogers in here, though.
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Wow.
good buddy.
I feel great, man.
I feel great.
You guys are great.
I'm gonna go pick a fight.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Bazin, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weber. Weeping City, Los Angeles.
He's such a happy dude. I like him.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Friday, August 7th. We are on the road. A little echoey in here.
A little bit.
When people get here, it will not be so echoey, if there's such a word. We're in Hope, Arkansas. Roger's first ever time.
Yeah, man.
To the city of Hope.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Bass, I've been going down this interstate and going in this direction. You know, I hazard the guess in the 62 years of my life, but I have never... I don't even think I've taken an exit in Hope, Arkansas, but to be deep in here, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome to be in the town of Hope. I didn't know this existed because when you go through here, you don't see, like when you go in 230 and you see Saline County and or any other cities, you might see a whole bunch of restaurants and car repair, all that, nothing on interstate here. So getting in here and seeing this and then for you to point out, Bill Clinton's
I dig that. That's awesome. Yeah, it's funny how you go up and down the interstate oftentimes and never get off the small communities.
Yeah.
And this one, of course, you know, I was once married to a young lady from Hope.
Is that where she's from?
Yeah. So I've have a connection going back here quite some time. Good morning back in the studio, Christian Weaver. How are you today?
Good morning, fellas. I think I'm on the mend.
What's up, Weave Man? I think it sounds like he's back up to about an eight and a half. What would you say?
I'm getting there.
All right. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, you sound better. You feel better than you sound?
I think so. Are you saying that I still sound bad?
You got a little bit of stuff in you.
But
your energy levels are much higher, I can tell.
And that's always the litmus test. If you can, you know, man, I know, really, I feel better than I say, you know, that type of thing. Yes. So, yeah, if you can't, tell that you still have a stuffy head.
Oh, I still do, but it's a lot better.
Yeah,
sounds good.
It's been a battle.
TGIMFF.
We're on the property where the
cold in history, maybe.
Yeah, you have
for a while.
We're just getting worried, honestly. What we ought to do, Roger? We've got a duplicate. What do you call it? Rendering.
Replica.
It's a replica of the biggest watermelon ever. Done here in Hope. Well, you showing it, Roger?
It's right there.
We may need to bring it over here. I thought it was actually a real watermelon.
Hold on.
But this is the world record for I guess here in Hope. It's not the world record overall. This is 268 pounds. It was done somewhere in the last. How many? What year did she say this one? Look at Roger. Wow. Look at that. I tell you, that is beautiful. Look how big that thing is. Holy cow. No, it's not heavy. Look at that. Wow.
See the camera a little bit.
260.
Yeah, can you see? Go this way, Roddy. You're right there. Go down a little bit. Yeah, look at that thing. That is actually a grown watermelon size. I mean, some gentleman grew that. Thank you, Roger. Somebody grew that, and they're doing it here. They've got competitions for... growth, size. I don't know if they get the big ones anymore. Now, we'll talk to some actual farmers of watermelons. Of course, Christian, what's funny, both Jessica, my girlfriend, and Roger's wife, Samantha, both said the same thing. Well, you pick up a watermelon for us. I don't even know what they cost because I don't eat watermelon that much. I have no idea what they might. Is it $10 a water, $15 a watermelon, $20 based on weight? I don't know. I have no idea.
You find them in the grocery store. They're in a barrel.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the last time that I've had a Hope watermelon because Walmart's been selling Cave City.
Is that right?
For as long as I can remember. That's the sticker that I've seen on them. And I don't know if they're $4.68 or there's a time or two when they were $8 or $9. And, boy, at that time, a couple of years ago, I never got a good one. There was a year, a couple, two or three, 4 years ago that I didn't get one good one.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was reading that. You might have been reading it, too, in some of that support material, how the weather can affect growth of watermelons. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, they've got more than watermelons here. They've got a youth softball tournament. They've got a golf tournament. They've got 10K, 5K. They got arm wrestling. They got WWE wrestling. Yeah. They've got...
Gretchen Wilson will be here tomorrow.
Gretchen Wilson. They got the cutest baby contest. They've got...
got it all. It's Andy Griffith.
You've got like 19 pageant winners. Yeah. We got a list of those. We'll read, and we'll have some of the OGs of this organization, or this event, rather, that have been going back to almost its beginning, which is 1976. We found out yesterday, Christian, that this was actually going on back in the 20s and 30s, and then the Great Depression came in and shut it down. They tried to kick back up, and it didn't until 1977. So you think about that. 77 was right around the time you got Bill Clinton running for Attorney General. Yeah. Max McCarthy, I think, was probably, a high-ranking senator here in the state, and of course he ends up going to following Clinton to the White House as his chief of staff. Mike Huckabee came out of this area. Some in the water. I mentioned Ken Duke, golfer, Vince Foster.
I didn't realize Foster was from here.
Yeah, he was one that was tragically either, I guess he committed suicide there near the White House, a park there. Anyway, a lot of people have come out. And I was looking too, Roger, somebody says here, Walmart has never sold Cave City watermelons.
I can't believe that. I bought Cave City watermelons, and I've shopped at Walmart probably longer than ever. But I'll stand corrected.
It's somebody. And by the way, too, I saw an interesting name of a city near here that grows watermelons. Bodcow. Have you heard of that? Bodcow. Bodcaw. Anyway, what's funny when we come to places like this. And we make a post, like I did a Facebook Live, and how many people have a connection? No, I grew up there. I went to school with somebody from Hope. But it's interesting, Roger, you've never in your 62 years of existence got off the exit and driven through this town at all.
Never have. I mean, growing up in Hot Springs, I saw Bill Clinton's house.
Yeah.
There. In Park Avenue.
Yeah.
So
and
I never.
That's where he was raised as a kid.
That's right. Well, where I assume Roger may have been born.
And where was
then again, I don't know.
Where is that one at?
It's down Park Avenue.
I don't even know if I've seen that. Do they have a big sign that says?
It does.
I don't know if you can see this one in the dark. It's the main drag right there.
I didn't see
the
sign. No, but it's cool to see that. I don't care who you are and what your politics are. It's
that's
President
right.
of the United States, and that is cool to be able to go, wow, that's right there. But everybody drives up and down this street and pays no attention to it, because they see it. Like being in New York and seeing a Statue of Liberty. I guess
That's right.
That'd be kind of cool.
I knew this would happen. Yeah. This is all the conspiracy folks. Vince Foster didn't commit suicide. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's the official ruling there. So if you've got that, somebody said, please tell me they did the watermelon crawl. I would think that every watermelon song, they have three, would be played here throughout the
on a loop.
Yeah. Now I tell you, Gretchen Wilson. I like Gretchen Wilson when she came out.
I didn't know that she. Reading about her and the song "Redneck Girl."
Yeah.
I didn't know about John Rich Redneck Woman.
Yeah. They were part of
writing sessions. Yeah. Who knew?
So when I was hanging out in Nashville, Roger, I met the John and what are they called? Big what is it?
John Rich.
John and
Big
two.
Was it
Big and Rich? It was Big.
So I met
those guys before they became famous, and they were doing that little. Hey, they were. What did they call that?
I got you.
Yeah. And they were just getting started.
They were doing the pub crawls, if you will.
They were all over town. Yeah. And then, she hits it big. And I don't know what happens to her. She just sort of fizzles out or whatever. But I'll tell you, she had two or three big hits. What was the other one besides Redneck Woman? There was
I don't know.
I think there was a trailer. I may be wrong on this. A trailer one. I don't know. A couple other things. We'll visit with a lot of folks who've been involved with this over the years. We'll visit with them shortly. I mean, some of the folks. I mean, I'm talking going back 30, 40, 50 years. And I always like to talk to them because they were there here at the beginning.
Sure.
We'll visit with R.J. Hawkins normally we do Natural State Wholesale.
Today's his anniversary.
Of his wedding?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I talked with him last night. Today's his anniversary, so we'll try to catch him early because he has a spa day set up for him and his wife down in Hot Springs.
Very nice. We'll visit with him. We'll visit with Danny West. Danny West said he didn't have a whole lot to talk about, but he would jump on for a little bit.
Yeah.
I brought you by HA Trailer Sales. We'll visit with Heather Baker of AMP and AY Magazine. She just did a big story on the Hope Watermelon Festival and the most recent, I think it's AY or AMP. I get them confused which one had Silverfield on the cover. But that's the one that she's got a story here. And, of course, we'll visit with Steve Qualls in the 9 o'clock hour about NASCAR. We've got to do a little Justin Moore finish the lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge.
Okay, I know what that is.
And I tell you, Christian, we have got to, as we get ready, we've got to do, we're not going to do a movie review today. But Hawks Homes are getting ready. They've sponsored our Friday either movie review or Razorback Rewind or review, and we've got that coming up. We're not far from
doing that. So we thank the boys over at Hawks Homes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we appreciate them very much. Looking forward to that. Reading the paper today and seeing what was going on with the offensive coordinator and seeing they're picking up with the quarterbacks and the receivers and everything that they've got. I like what I like what I see and what they're picking out and what they're saying.
The only thing that you do notice, Roger, they hadn't named a quarterback, which you'd rather have. And then they said, I saw the comment about the receivers.
Yeah.
It's almost like DBs. They got about 20 of them. They go, we really don't have a first team. I think they know it's going to be C.J. Brown and a couple others. But nobody's really stepped up to go, wow, that's our guy. And maybe until you get in the game and you find somebody.
Well, I think just like he's talking about with the quarterbacks, he said there's nobody on this team yet that can go to bed going, I'm going to be starting the first game. Not yet.
Right, right. Well,
at least that's what they say.
Also, big news out of Fayetteville. I was sent this by Kyle Parkinson late last night. So the all-in fund, which is what he calls it, Coach Silverfield, they had a goal to hit $30 million, and they called on everybody. We know a lot of folks. Shoot, we talked with the Hendricks.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Silverfield called on them. And so apparently it is so good. It's in less than 10 months. They are raising. They basically have $25 million already. So now the goal has been increased to $50 million. So how about that? So they are raising the bar, and that's the charisma of Ryan Silverfield. And as you heard David Hendricks Sr. yesterday say, you know, he made an impression, and he's getting people to give money. Now, then the next part is winning and looking like you're making an improvement. And so, but that's pretty significant that, you know, we were having money issues. Mm-hmm. And so, and maybe that wasn't Sam's, you know, expertise at this point. And of course, you didn't get a lot of help from Hunter Yurecek. Hunter went all in, and then you got a new coach who's really good with people. And boom, there you go. So that's great news there. It's called the All-In Fund. You can find out more information on that by going to the Razorback website. Last night you had the exhibition game. Christian, did you watch any of that?
I didn't, no.
It was 33-30. The Carolina Panthers won. Yeah, so it looked like a pretty good game. And these new guys, Haynes King, who was a quarterback at Georgia Tech last year, apparently had scored the winning touchdown as time was running out. And Carson Beck looked decent for Arizona. Again, you're not going to get a lot out of that, other than hey, you turn on the TV and there's football, which is nice, and you've got the Hall of Fame coming up Saturday induction.
That was a Hall of Fame game last.
That's right,
right. Yeah, so we had that was on. Baseball was on. Big crowd at Mainline Sports Bar last night. Twofold. Trivia was rocking and rolling. Then they had some another group of folks that were there doing something, and then. What looked like about 30 people that were all together, and then maybe another 20 guys from Mississippi there for a bachelor party in Hot Springs for 4 days. Of course, I had to look and see if I could pick out the one guy that was going to be arrested first.
Sure, always, you know,
pick him out.
Yeah, take long.
He's going to be the brother-in-law of the groom. Is who he is. And he was massive. Had a mustache like this guy right here, and I picked him right out of line.
That guy, he and his dad, they could be on Tombstone.
Sure,
they could be on the movie Tombstone.
I don't know why you're not on a Western.
What's the line, Roger?
No one's saying you can't own a gun. No one's saying you can't have a gun. All we're saying is you can't carry a gun in town.
Who's the actor who delivers that?
What's his name?
Kirsten, what's his name?
Oh, my God.
It's on Roadhouse.
Mio.
Yeah.
That's
a TV commercial. Christy Burns is with us. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Christy.
Christy is executive director of the Chamber, which is the Hempstead County.
Yes.
It's
Hope Hempstead County.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. This is your fifth one. Mm-hmm. You're the director. When you become executive director of the Chamber, you become director of the festival.
Yes.
And so,
I started volunteering in 2011. So.
Okay. Wow. So you've been doing this a long time. So, this is your fifth one, but it's the biggest one because it's the 50th. So everything gone pretty smooth?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah,
knock on everything.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Holy cow, we were looking at all the things. Baby beauty contest, arm wrestling, wrestling, WWE, softball, runs. You know, you got runs Saturday morning. You got the seed spitting. You've got do you have the watermelon weigh-in? Do you have the size one anymore? Is that different?
Yeah, we do still have it if anybody brings them. We have a couple every year. I think it takes a little bit longer now, so there's a big weigh-in in September just to give them as much time as possible to
Is that
to
the one
bigger.
In Washington?
That's the one in Washington.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
So I'll have a couple here that'll weigh in this weekend, but
and it's funny too, the other part of a watermelon is the sweetness, and that's something that's I know a growers we'll talk to a grower a little bit later is that How do you affect the sweetness of a watermelon?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
I know, but apparently, do you go seeds or no seeds?
Seeds.
If you're in hope, you got to go. What are you talking about, no seeds?
I know.
God put seeds in those watermelons.
Somebody asked me yesterday if we had any seedless, and I was like, no.
No. What would be a good analogy for that? You can't have seedless watermelons in hope. What about the competition between, if there is one, Cave City, who they have a festival too, and their claim about their watermelons? That's really sort of come about the last 4 years.
Ours are the world's largest, and they claim that theirs are the sweetest.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Is it two different kinds of watermelon?
I don't
know. Because, you know, I told you, you learned the 300 strains, if that's the word, here in the United States. There's 1,000 different strains worldwide of watermelon, going all the way back to King Tut.
Yeah, yesterday a lady asked us which flavor she should buy when she's here.
You know, growing up, you know, you had the regular and then you had the yellow meat.
We do have some yellow out there.
You got some yellow meat.
Oh, yes. That yellow meat. Yeah,
I don't think I remember that.
But you know what?
We have them here, David.
You've never seen them?
I don't think I've seen them. What's a yellow? Just
it's yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, yeah. I don't have my phone on me.
I think
it
sucked me out. I was like, no, I want red.
No, I don't know. It'd be one of those. It's like double yolk egg. I'm going, wait a minute. What'd that chicken do?
Yeah. I mean, what did they do? What did they do to get it to turn yellow in the middle?
I know.
They shoot it up with
something. I'll show you in a minute. I've got a picture on my phone, and we have some out there. So.
Well, and the world record is 350. 350 and a
which
half.
Which is massive.
Which is, that's a smart car.
Yeah, that's 100 pounds more than that, Roger, because that's 260, right?
That's 260, 8.8.
8.8.
Got to get that
so
in.
So the way I found out about this, I came to the Hope Channel Chamber of Commerce summer meeting or yearly meeting, and Houston Nutt was speaking at, courtesy of the Lance family. And I ran into you, and I heard you made the big announcement about Gretchen Wilson. Mm-hmm. I told Roger, I told you, we got to be here for the 50th.
That's huge.
We got to be here. There's no other show that's coming down here.
Nobody should be missing the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you've got a lot of, actually, I've been communicating recently with Mac McClarty. I know the folks we're going to visit, Don Steele, the mayor, Paul Henley, and Dolly Henley. There's a lot of history there.
You're damn right. Yeah. There's somebody named Dolly from here. It better be a Dolly from Hope.
She's the state rep. I'll have to ask her about RJ. So anyway, we just want to say congratulations.
Yes. I'm so glad y'all are here today.
Yeah,
we're proud to be here.
You have been here probably since what? You had the parade, I think.
Monday. Pageant
was
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Vendors started
about
coming
30
in.
30 pageants. I mean, you just didn't have one. You had a ton of them. I mean.
Yeah, we had 65 contestants in the pageant this year.
Yeah, and that's from babies to, Yeah, what was the youngest category?
Zero.
You know what, and the other part of it is that it's right before school starts.
Actually, school started Wednesday here.
Oh, yeah, really? Mm-hmm. So it's always August.
That stinks.
Yeah,
it's
so
always
I had to
August.
Get my girls on the school bus and come on down.
Right. Wow, I didn't know that happened. So everybody's
well, it's cool to see that this is happening. I mean, if you're driving by, if you don't know, and you're driving down here going to either Texarkana or Prescott or for whatever reason, you don't know, there's a major festival going on right across the street at an exit.
And that schedule like y'all are talking about, which we didn't even really touch much of, it's all on HopeMelonFest.com. So you can just go right there. HopeMelonFest.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. Yeah. You got it done. Thanks for the hospitality. We'll have fun next 2-3 hours. What time does everything get underway? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Crazy story, Christian. No joke. So I come in yesterday. They've got, this is the Coliseum we're in. And one of these places around here, I don't think this is, Elvis performed.
The Clips Auditorium.
Oh, by the way, we didn't even mention Clips. Is Paul Clips from here? The guy with the Clips speakers.
Is he actually, where's Clay? Is he from here?
I don't know. But I know they do the Clips speakers, which are the best in the world.
That's in hope. What'd they do in Arkadelphia? Did Arkadelphia do anything? Did they do a speaker?
No.
Or was it just Clips?
No,
I thought it was Clips, but it's Hope. Is that?
Yes, Hope.
Wow, okay.
So I walk in here yesterday, Christian, and I'm looking. The first vendor I see is a soap vendor. And I'm looking at the guy behind him, I'm going, is that who I think it is?
And he was doing the same thing with
you.
David.
I said, Roger? He said, Basil? I said, what in the world? I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making soap.
That is so wild.
And Roger, I swear, he says, I didn't catch it, but a few weeks ago, he had found out that Roger was doing soap. Mm-hmm. And Roger said his book should be?
Well, his book should be this, and because when we go back, and I know he's a recovering addict as I am, you know, and I know he's proud of that sort of thing, it should be From Dope to Soap. The Roger Clinton story.
Well, you know, what is that? Paul Clip chose the Dope from Hope.
No, oh, is that right?
Is that what they call it?
Okay.
Wow.
They call him that?
I think that's
what. Wow.
Listen, I had no idea.
You can't quote me on any history.
But you know,
it's not about melons. I don't know it right now. But.
So Roger was born in Hot Springs, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Okay, so we got his fan, but obviously coming around here and being a part
of this. This is on the second time he's been.
I think it's cool that he's here.
In 31
years. This is on the second time he's been here since his mother was buried.
Yeah. Is that right? Is his mama buried here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't read up on that.
I guess she might be from Hope. I didn't ask that. We can find out. There's enough people come on the show.
Who was he saying? Was it her that was born in Bodcall?
Is it called Bodcall?
Bodcall.
How many times will we hear this song, The Watermelon Crawl, when you walk around?
A little bit, You get tired of playing it? I never get tired of playing it. As a matter of fact, when you call the chamber, that was like our waiting music.
Do we have a Watermelon Crawl? Is there a crawl?
Close to it last night, if you saw Watermelon Olympics, they were pushing watermelons across the field out there.
Watermelon Olympics.
Melon Olympics.
I like the sound of that.
Can you imagine that? That's how the Hope High School football team gets ready to push watermelons.
Put like that one. They
absolutely.
Gotta push that one.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Thank you.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Congratulations on another year.
Thank you so much.
The next 2 days go great.
Thank you.
All right. Don't go away. 6:30 live from Hope, Arkansas, and the 50th Watermelon Festival.
Yeah, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
In the NFL, the Lions made Jahmyr Gibbs the highest paid running back in NFL history with a 3-year, $67.5 million deal that could be worth up to $75.75 million. It also includes $51.5 million guaranteed. Gibbs has been a Pro Bowler in each of his first three seasons. This surpassed Bijan Robinson's new $75 million deal that he received earlier this week. Last night in the NFL's Hall of Fame game, the Panthers beat the Cardinals 33-30. Carson Beck looked solid in his debut for Arizona, going 15 of 19. For 188 yards and a touchdown. Haynes King also played well for the Panthers as he had 180 yards passing with two touchdowns and 39 yards rushing with another touchdown. Next up for the NFL is preseason week one, which starts next Thursday with six games. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy and hot today. A high of 96. Heat index values could reach 105. So there is a heat advisory this afternoon for Central Arkansas. We will have some isolated showers and thunderstorms. It's a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 75. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join The Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on The Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime and it's hot, but if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
All right, It is, here, grab a headset there. 6:35 here on Morning Mayhem, this Friday edition. We are here in Hope, Arkansas for the 50th Watermelon Festival. Christian Weaver back in the studio, turning the corner on battling the bug, the baby bug that he had. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll have our normal guest that we do on Friday, and we'll have some special guests here. And we mentioned Roger Clinton a minute ago. Maybe Roger will stop by there at the end. But I do want to welcome Clay Lance with us here. Let's see here. Good morning, Clay. Clay, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Clay,
great.
Clay is my unofficial brother-in-law. He is married to Megan, and Megan is Jessica's sister. And they live down here and got two kids, and your dad is also down here. Your dad has a similar mustache. If you go to the webcam, you do. Who was it? The Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Now,
didn't you have that even going further on the sides not long ago?
Yeah, I tried it a little bit a couple years ago.
It's a cool look. Now, you were with a Farm Credit of Western Arkansas. You were vice president loan officer, agricultural lending, and said business was really good down here. And your dad has been in the real estate business since the 90s, and he goes back a long way. And, this is home, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've also been a part of this. You know, I think, what was your role with the chamber when you were involved with this?
So early on, I've just been a part of the board on a couple of the committees, helped run the festival a little bit or helped volunteer. I've also been a part of the Rotary Club that helped park the cars. I've done all that since early 2011, 2012.
Yes, 15 years you've been doing it. So this is a team effort. This is a massive deal. You come down here, and Roger, we were talking about the other festivals around the state. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you did a Mount Rushmore. I would think this one would be one of the four, just because of the Clinton connection, too. You know, I don't know. It would seem like this would be, maybe because we love watermelons. I guess Cave City's been doing one too, but they seem like they just come on the last 10 years, but you guys take a lot of pride in this down here.
Absolutely. Right? And so many people from out of town make this a big deal. I mean, there'll be people from Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a good point.
They make a day out of it or a weekend out of it. Like, it's a destination for people that maybe had family here and they grew up coming here and they love coming back for this weekend. And so it's a huge, huge deal.
They restarted this thing, Roger. You and I learned as we were reading last night in 77, of course, 76, 77. It had been around in the 20s and 30s. So, you know, the watermelon growing goes back, you know, that far. And then the Depression shut it down. They restarted in 77. You think about the timing of that. That's when Clinton, you know, just had run for attorney general. I think he was attorney general in 76 or whatever. So, and then you were just within a few years of him becoming governor. I think he was governor in 79. And so also now Hope is like, wow. Yeah. You know, and also, but he becomes president. And you got, and I still think you guys have probably 5,000-10,000 people a year come down here. I think I saw the number 10,000. Visitors who, you know, want to see a home of a president.
Absolutely.
So it was great timing to start the Watermelon Festival. It seems like, Roger, I'm like you, 50 years, I'm thinking it's going to be in the 40s. No, that's in the 70s because we're 60 years old now.
It's really, that's what I was saying. That it just it seems like I've heard about the Hope Watermelon Festival and the Hope Melons all my life. Well, 50 of the 62 years I have. But it just seems like it's been around forever.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I don't know. And of course, I'm a major in revisionist history. It's like maybe I've even seen watermelons on Johnny Carson from Hope a time or two. I don't know. Maybe in my head, but Hope to me and watermelon, they were
synonymous
with one another, and they were mentioned on new, obviously. If we saw a 268.8-pound watermelon being the heaviest in the world,
that's good work.
I know I saw it on the news.
I think you're right, Roger. I think for years it would always come out of here,
sure.
The world record. It wasn't Cave City, and it wasn't anywhere else. It was here. And I don't know what other states would grow watermelon. Yeah. I have no clue. I have no idea. I'm sure there's some other southern states that grow it.
Because the big one
is Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not from here. But it was always Hope. And even though some did not break the record, another monster was grown here in Hope every year. So anyway,
in my neighborhood, like where I live, like kind of just on the edge of town, there's some rolling hills, sand hills.
Yeah.
A lot of watermelons are grown in the sandy country.
Yeah,
and that's the Bright farm, the original.
The Bright family.
Ivan Bright is the original.
Who was
big
it?
Ivan Bright.
Saw it. Listen, and I bet just like from, you know, when you talk about festivals, the Warren Tomato Festival, that's got to be one. And there are strands of those same record-breaking seeds still around until somebody goes, this is the last one, and it's in a little gold clasp or something like that everybody still has.
I thought it was interesting, Roger, when we were reading last night, that you actually have to have dry Dry is, yeah, is equally more important than darn wet. Wet can screw, yeah, things up for a water.
Timing of the water's big. I think early on they need some moisture, but then as it gets towards the end of their maturing, like, I think they want it to dry up, and that's where I understand that's where most of the sweetness comes from, is if the weather gets just right and a little bit dry towards, okay, the end.
Now, your buddies with, your dad's going to be here shortly, but your buddies with the mayor, Don Steele, who's the, they call him the Forrest Gump of Hope, because Roger, he's running 80 marathons, 5 Boston marathons, and you guys have become good friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
80 marathon, the Forrest Gump of Hope will be coming by here a little bit later.
It was a big deal for me when I first started running. Like, I'd always heard of Don Steele and knew he ran a lot, and I wanted to get in. And yeah, so I kind of had to earn my way in, yeah, seemed like. But it was not nothing for him. It's just I had to get fast enough to catch up with him.
Yeah, and, I can't even drive one marathon. He's run 80 of them, you know, 26 miles.
Listen, the closest to a marathon was last week. We were in Marathon, Florida.
That's
the closest we've done anything.
Yeah. Let's read some messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Roger, I love your sense of humor and the way you talk, boy.
I appreciate
you. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I like it.
I like it.
I like you too, person.
Someone says, trust me, David, you want to try the yellow.
Well, I'm going to try it. I've never had it. And we're in Hope, Arkansas. We're going to talk to a fellow by the name of Runt. And I'm hoping
and
Runt's going to have, and Dolly's going to be around. Somebody here is going to tell us the proper way to look for that watermelon at the grocery store.
Here's one that says, curious, are the seeds and the really big watermelons normal size, or are they bigger like the watermelon? I would think the heart would be huge as well. Yeah, what's the heart?
There he is.
What's the heart of the watermelon?
Just the middle. And so this is Megan's favorite part. And she'll, okay, like, cut the middle out. So there's usually some seeds around the outside edge when you cut it in half.
Uh-huh.
And the right down the middle, it'll be a deep red, the middle
so
part.
So there, if you cut open a watermelon, did you know that?
There's no seeds, and the better
it's
part.
It's the juiciest.
Oh, yeah.
Juiciest. Wow, advanced stuff.
That is awesome to know.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, guess what? I'm going to be looking.
Are the seeds bigger on the giant ones? Are they like?
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Someone says, where is it at? Y'all need to come over the Wings Over the Prairie and Duck Gumbo. Wings Over the Prairie is a good festival. I've heard good things about that one. Let's see here. Let's see. Next, check out Old Washington next to, you know, I was reading about that last night, the town Washington, and that's where, isn't that where the guy, the blade maker is, mm-hmm, in Washington Park? The Bowie Knot. Roger, we should go there sometime.
100%.
Original Bowie. And they're, apparently they've got a big watermelon contest there.
That used to be the state capital.
Oh, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where Rambo got his knife?
Yes.
That's where Rambo got his knife.
That's where he got the idea from.
Yeah. Do you know that Washington was the old state capital of Arkansas?
I'm sure I knew, but
is there a building that's still there?
The courthouse. There's a couple of courthouses, but this is back in the 1800s.
I did read where, yeah, I think it was the mayor or Dolly's husband, Paul, they bought the old governor's house from the, yep, governor of Arkansas in 1890 and were going to, yep, live in it, but they had to tear it down. But they got the original plans and built the governor's house here that was here in the 1890s. Oh, yeah. This is Washington.
So you're going to have the mayor of Hope, and then Paul is the mayor of Washington.
They're Washington, that's right.
So you'll get the full scoop from him.
Yeah, and Steve Lance is here with us, too. This is Clay's dad, and he's the owner of Lance & Associates Real Estate. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. Dude,
now, I was
great.
Bragging to Roger. You normally have...
Morning.
You normally will have the bigger, longer mustache. Who is it? What's his name?
Sam Elliott.
When you have that thing growing out, do people sort of look at you like you're Sam Elliott? You sort of look like Sam Elliott. You know, your hair's shorter now, but... That's sort of that look, right?
Yeah, I don't have his money.
Now, both you guys are cowboys. Roger, they're cowboys. They ride the horses. They get the horses out of the chute. You know, I don't know what that's called. What is it?
Team roping.
Just by looking at us, you probably would think we were the same.
Close.
Knowing that we're
very
not.
Close.
So you guys are a team roping.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you do it here? Do they used to do that here at this festival?
Not at the festival, but, I mean, just on the other side of this wall, there's an arena.
That's where
I grew up roping and high school rodeos.
That's a whole new world, dude.
And you graduated from Hope High School?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Class of?
05.
Yeah, and it's the Hope...
Bobcats.
Okay.
All right.
There's the.
Wow.
I was trying to think. Does Hope have a great tradition with high school sports at Hope High School? I don't know. Do they over the years?
I think over the years for sure.
I mentioned Mac McClarty. I think Mac McClarty was a stud quarterback back in the day. Of course, that was before our time a little bit. And you grew up here too, Steve.
I did not. I grew up in Mena.
Oh, you grew up in Mena.
Yeah, I'm a Mena Bearcat.
We've been to Mena.
Now you've also been have you been chairman of the chamber before? Is right? Have you been the
president
of the chamber
several years?
So you had to be responsible. What years were you responsible for this place?
For the 50? It was just a fun thing to be around, and we'd be presents here and go around and see the vendors and that sort of thing. It was just part of the stuff that we do. That's all.
Roger's never been to Hope. This is the first time he's ever gotten off the exit.
I've never even taken an exit.
What's real estate like here in Hope? I know this is the people know this is obviously home of Bill Clinton, Mike Huckabee. Is real estate prices and all those things good here in town?
It's I've always considered it as just a rural market, small market area and everything. But there's a lot of activity going on.
Who's your hated rival? Who is Hope's that you want to beat more than anybody in high school?
Curly Wolf.
Curly Wolf were big, and still are, and I'd say Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville.
Always want to beat Nashville.
Yeah, Dolly, she spent a lot of time in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I was reading about her career. She's a new state representative, District 88, right? Yeah, and then Roger, I'd ask RJ. He knows Dolly. We need to ask Dolly about RJ.
We need to ask her. And people are wanting to know, and we'll try to. I told him we'd dig a little deeper to find out if any of any of RJ's funds are being used to go to anything from his war chest going to be used to go to, down to Hot Springs today.
Somebody says that Cotter has a pretty good trout festival, Trout Capital USA. I don't know.
See, what again?
I love the Arkansas festivals.
Well, Warren Tomato.
Warren, that's a big one.
Yeah, that was huge.
And there's more. Somebody says Rambo got his knife in Russellville from the knife.
Is that right?
There.
Okay.
No, we're just talking about the Bowie knife came out of Washington.
Sure.
Yeah, that's where.
On his way.
Mr. Bowie.
On his way.
Is it Sam? No, that's the basketball player.
It's Jim. It's Jim. Yeah. This year,
James Peach Festival.
What's that?
Nashville has.
That's a Peach Festival. Okay.
Yep. Very good.
We're going to go to break with Gretchen Wilson. She's performing tomorrow night. Is that part of the charge to get in here?
No, you'll have a separate ticket for it.
Okay. Yep. Redneck Woman. That's what we're playing now. The other one's was the Get the Party Started. Christian, something like that. I just remember that was a charter as well that charted. All right, do not go away. We're live here in Hope, Arkansas at the 50th Hope Watermelon Festival. Don't go away.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Down with truck trouble. Lost time means lost money. Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, their experienced technicians handle heavy-duty repairs, maintenance, diagnostics, DOT inspections, and more. They'll do the job right the first time so you can get back on the road fast. Family-owned, customer-focused, and built on over 30 years of trusted service. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top-quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life?
Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
I want you to listen to me.
All right, it is 6:52. Got a short segment here at the Hope Watermelon Festival here in Hope, Arkansas. Glad everybody is with us. It's been a fun week. Razorbacks practiced round two yesterday. You had the Hall of Fame game last night that was a shootout. Nobody really cares about the final score, but at least it was a good game.
It was football.
Yeah, it was football. That's exactly right.
No matter who you are.
I cannot believe I failed to mention this in the great people of Hope. Buddy Sutton, one of the greatest human beings and greatest people in our state, one of the greatest attorneys in the history of our state. And if Bill Clinton and Mac McClarty and Mike Huckabee were standing here, they'd all tell you the same thing. Buddy Sutton, of course, we know Wes, his son, and he's a good friend of ours, faithful listener to the show.
I've seen some photographs. He's shown me some photographs when we went over to his new house when they were still in the stages of finishing that thing up anyway. He showed me some of those, and I think there was a packing sack or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe the family owned.
I just, you know, I forget that because I think of him as Little Rock.
Sure.
So a couple of people said, don't forget Buddy Sutton. That's right. I should have mentioned that last night. You guys know who Buddy Sutton was. I know you do, Steve, for sure. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We got Clay Lance and Steve Lance here talking about the all things watermelon. And it was interesting to hear Roger talk about, you know, learning where everything is. And,
yeah,
you know, and sometimes people don't get away from where they are and don't get a chance to go to different communities and know about old Washington. Yeah, I've never been to Washington before. And you mentioned Ricky Norton.
Ricky Norton, Oklahoma. I remember him being down that way. Well, driving from here, I mean, we didn't have family in Prescott or Hope or any of that. It was Texarkana. It was Atlanta, Texas, and on further. So we would drive through here. We'd gas up, you know, and just keep on going. So it was never, but I mean, obviously Hope has been around, and just to come in and just see it open up, it's like, you know, it's like Oz. Wow, look at all the people that live back here. That's awesome.
One time now, obviously we'll do it maybe next summer. We ought to do the Mount Rushmore of the greatest festivals. And
oh, there's festivals, no doubt.
Well, we're getting ready to go to one in a few weeks. I forgot the chicken fry up in on the mountain.
Is that Pettigene?
It's Pettigene.
Okay.
It's a magazine. Well, right outside of Dartnell.
I know. We better find out before we head that way.
Yeah, it's magazine, not yeah, that.
Okay,
not
well, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, that's.
But that's a great. That chicken fried's been around 70 years.
Yep.
And so, anyway, there's so many activities going on down here. We mentioned the concert. You guys are running. Are you guys running in the morning?
I won't run. I'll be helping put it on.
Yeah,
so we'll start early.
Listen,
getting it ready.
Your little girl, Caroline, is how old?
She's almost four.
She's going to run in the mile race. She's four.
That's nice.
She's four. When I was four, I wanted to run out the door.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
run a mile.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
run a mile.
Yeah.
How in the world do you
I'm
teach?
Not even sure I stopped eating boogers at four. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have a little over 500 runners in town, and a lot of them from Central Arkansas. I mean, there's a whole bunch from Little Rock and Conway and Russellville. They'll all make a big trip down.
So how many people are going to show up in the, what is it, 4 days or 3 days?
I don't know. I wish Christy could tell you. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's in the 30,000-40,000 range,
okay.
I would say.
And what's the population?
Less than 10,000 or
awesome.
Less than 10,000.
Well, and then I talked with Gus Malzahn a while back, and we had brought up this, and he actually played softball. It was a big deal. The softball tournament's
yeah,
a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's very popular down here.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for 50 years. Jessica says, the fact that David doesn't know what the heart of a watermelon is means I've done a horrible job as a girlfriend. I just don't eat. Can I tell you, grew up in Florida, it was a big deal to eat watermelons, and I just didn't eat them that much, you know. And, of course, dealing with the seeds and all that thing. And so
yeah, listen, and it's of course, now you can get them already chopped up and everything else for what it costs you just to buy one. Sort of like Mama used to buy the whole chicken and cut it up. Cost you that much just to get the pieces. You can get a watermelon all year long, but back in the day it was a summertime
deal. It's a big deal
For us, and
yeah, well,
we didn't think anything about the seeds because that's just the way it was.
Yeah.
And we were asking you, Mount Nebo, Roger, good lord,
well, for crying out loud. Well,
gosh, my wood blank, but Mount Nebo, the great Mount Nebo, where you can look out there and you're on top of the clouds.
Oh yeah.
So what does a watermelon cost? Roger and I are looking at it. We don't know.
Yeah.
What, is it 10 bucks, 20 bucks?
Oh, no. Most of them 15 to 20 bucks.
Okay. Yeah.
They're selling for 20 bucks now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they better bigger, and they price them on size.
Well, dig it. Well, when I go to the grocery store, they got them in the bin,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's $4.68 or whatever the case may be. But I know at one point, I think the prices were a little bit higher a few years ago than maybe they are right now. But I'd gotten a hold of one, and we'll find out from some of the experts, like we've already talked about, what makes them sweeter and, you know, what's good for them and all that. Because I got a bad watermelon. And when you spend $8 on a bad watermelon, you take it right back. I keep the receipt when I get that right now. Because I don't know all the thumping and the yellows on the bottom. I got to know.
A couple things real quick. Someone says the Arkansas toothpick and Bowie knives both came from Washington. There's also a school in knife making there, which I heard about that. A custom personal knife will take a long time, expensive artwork.
Okay.
Someone says Matt Malzahn did his student teaching at Gurdon under head coach Steve Martin. Is Gurdon near here?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Back
yeah,
up
so obviously there's
you'll see the sign now that you know that. Yeah. You already knew that.
Yeah, obviously there's a connection there. Again, we learn. This is just a learning.
It's a learning experience.
Yes.
And I also want to say I love the new road work. I did a Christmas a trivia game for the parks down at DeGray this past season, and they were doing construction. Well, that construction is all done now, so coming 7 is really, really nice. It's really dark. And a lot of people have lights on them. I want to say shout out to all the county officers of the law that are out there that are patrolling those highways and byways.
Clay and Steve Lance, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for all you've done.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you for having
making
us.
Making this a great festival.
Appreciate y'all being here to promote it and put this out. We really appreciate
people
it.
People like you that are the heart of these festivals.
The heart.
Y'all put
of the watermelon.
It just comes natural.
It's
all right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas. Great meeting.
Thank y'all.
All right. Do not go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is our Milton Eaton Air text line. It is 7 o'clock.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks by Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy.